Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. Thanks for subscribing to my bookstore blog. That's right. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. How come? How come if you went up to a pastor today in your local church and you went up and you asked, hey, tell me about this book, So Many Versions, by Saki Kubo and Walter E. Specht. 20th century English versions of the Bible. Tell me about it. You know, why do we have so many different translations? And why do I claim that there's only one that's perfect, the 1769 King James Bible? And today we're going to look at Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 out of the Phillips. And then we're going to compare that with that of the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words, without error, okay? Without error, okay? So let's take a look at it. Here is the Phillips translation. Through the grace of God, we have different gifts. If our gift is preaching, let us preach to the limit of our version. If it is serving others, let us consecrate on our service. Notice that word it's not consecrate. That was in the verse in our first blog for this month of August. Consecrate. Tell me where that word consecrate comes from. Okay? But anyway, let's go back to Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. The word consecrate was in verses 1 and 2 of Romans 12. So let me go back. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8 out of the Phillips translation. Through the grace of God, we have different gifts. If our gift is preaching, let us preach to the limit of our vision. If it is serving others, let us concentrate on our service. If it is teaching, let us give all we have to our teaching. And if our gift be stimulating of the faith of others, let us set ourselves to it. Let the man who is called to give, give freely. Let the man who wields authority think of his responsibility. Man in authority work with enthusiasm. And let the man who feels sympathy for his fellows act cheerfully. His fellows in distress help them cheerfully. All right, that was the Phillips. Now let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, verses 6, 7, and 8. In God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Quite different again, right? Because it is a different text. The Phillips translation is that of the Sinaiticus, Vaticanus, the Roman Catholic text, the Westcott and Hort text, and your 1769 King James Bible is that of the text of the blood-bought text. It is the text of that of the Textus Receptus, the various Textus Receptus. It is the text of William Tyndale. 95% of it is from William Tyndale. It is the text of Pauline truth. It is the text of Antioch. It is the text of God's perfect words. It is the text of the 54 translators that King James put together to make the 1769 King James Bible. Perfect and without error. More next time.